So tonight, I was wanting to talk about forgiveness and really dive into that. And I pulled up the forgiveness meditation, and we can do that, or I can just add it to the page so it's available right there. You don't have to go looking for it. Especially if it, now, if it's just you and me, if you would prefer to do it after the your guys have their meal and everything, and when things are calmer, because I know sometimes the dogs are well, you're like me, you don't want to be meditating and they jump on you. It just does not go well for anyone. Yeah, that includes you. So if you'd prefer to do that, we can.
Probably safer.
Okay. All righty. Okay, so first, why don't you tell me about how your week has been, and using your tools and writing in the journal, and being able to maintain your energy, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm supposed to be working on taxes, and it's amazing what other things you can get done when you're supposed to be doing something you don't want to do. So,
That was my day.
it's been kind of a roller coaster. Pretty cards that I've been making.
Uh-oh, where'd you go?
What? Oh, did I kick that? I must have kicked the.
There you are.
So here's one.
Oh, wow. That is so pretty.
Here's one.
Oh my gosh. So, where do you get all the pieces and parts?
They're Anna Griffin card kits that I've mixed together.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I've been on a
Oh
roll.
my gosh. Yes, you have.
So it's that part has been absolutely lovely.
Oh,
I've been doing
wow.
my 2 hours of creativity in the morning, and I've done some organizing. It's a work in process because there's you use stuff up and stuff comes in. So at least that's how it is in my house. I need to use it faster than it comes in, though.
Okay.
But lately, I have been very productive. So that part is just feeling really good. The rest of the stuff is I've my so my car is a 2002. It was my dad's, and it's got 150,000 miles on it, and it's in great shape. And I have a very, very good mechanic whose life is very chaotic. And so the timing doesn't go as planned, and I just need to be accepting of that. He's very good. He's very reasonable. He comes and picks my car up and drops it off. I mean,
Wow.
and he's extremely reliable, but his life is kind of a mess, and so we messed around with it, and he had the car, and the parts came in, and it was the wrong part, and he had my anyway, it was just like so. Today he was supposed to come and put the right part in, and it was only supposed to come take an hour. Things got tied up at home, and so now we're looking at Saturday.
Well,
It's just like I've got to be better about my boundaries. It's like, okay, I thought he would come and I could go to Costco afterwards. Well, no, I needed to go to Costco. So Saturday I'm going to go to Costco as soon as the dogs are back from their walk, and then he either will or won't come, but I'll have gotten to Costco.
wow, you go to Costco on a Saturday?
It's not that bad. The pharmacy's, I got to pick up a prescription. I need to get my COVID booster, but I'll see how backed up they are. I would rather not go, but I'm booked tomorrow, so.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
I
today
could
was the. I'm sorry, go ahead.
go Monday, and that might be the smart thing to do.
If you, I guess if you could, in Colorado, the parking lot would always be packed. I mean, you know, it was worse on the weekends, but it was an everyday thing there. You know, thank goodness the store was big enough that it wouldn't be too terribly bad, you know, going around, walking around in it, pushing a cart or whatever. But I'm one of those people that has trouble with all that energy, you know. Does it bother you when you go play, like a mall? Oh my gosh, a mall. I haven't been to a mall in years. Yeah, it bothers you too. Wow.
Some resale shops or antique shops, I just really bother me.
Oh, there's a lot of energy in there too.
Yeah.
Old energy.
And like Walmart sometimes is really an energy suck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Especially when school's starting. Because there's all that frenzied energy of parents, you know, having to fork out all that money, you know, for school supplies. And then the kids are excited. And then the parents are, I mean, you know, it's like.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like wrestling, one of those wrestling matches, you know, where the people are just crazy. Like Fight Club.
WWE, yeah,
it's bad.
You know, they're members of the Screen Actors Guild. That's their union.
Oh no, I did not know that.
They're wrestlers.
Well, makes sense. Makes sense. Oh man. Well, how have you been doing physically? With, of course, we had the eclipse, and then we had all those solar flares, and you know. The moons, how have you been feeling physically?
Well, the pollen has been bad, and I was almost sick for a couple of days last week. It's still, oh, wow. You know, I've got that tickle in my throat from the stuff going down, and it's yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I get when the barometric pressure changes, I get sinus pressure, and that can be a headache. So that part has not been fun.
Yeah. Are you remembering better to, you know, like take those deep breaths before you get up and do things and before you're walking around so that, you know, everything is well lubed with oxygen?
No, I guess I need to start another note about that. That was...
Well, I don't know about you, but man, if I can remember to take deep breaths after I've been sitting for too long, it's so much easier, one, to stand up, and two, to start walking, you know, because mm-hmm. everything is, it just works better.
Yeah, the dogs know when I get frustrated. And what's, Mary will just come and poke at me until I stop. And usually it's like I'm right in the middle of something and I've got to get that email sent. So she's poking me and I'm trying to finish. But I know she's picking up on my energy and she's telling mm-hmm. me I need to get away from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's a good time to start taking deep breaths, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to start practicing that too, because now that... You know, we have the AC on. Magic's nose is 95% of the time it's cold and wet. And then he's pushing it to, you know, bare skin. And oh my God, they're so cold. I mean, it's just like this shot of, yeah, I'm talking about you. It's this shot of cold, you know, that just, yeah, it's like a cattle prod that's cold and wet. Yeah. Well, that's a good way to remember, though, to take the deep breaths. I think I will start implementing that myself. Okay, if he's going to poke me, I'm going to take a deep breath. Then we both get to calm down. Okay, so how are you doing with the journaling? Are you being able to fit that in, or has it been a little difficult to make that happen?
It has not happened. I'll be honest. It has not happened. Okay. I am setting the intention every day with the dogs that we are going to have a great day and we're going to love each other all the way through it. And it's going to be a wonderful day. And as we're stretching and getting out of bed, we're saying that. So I am doing that. And I am grateful when I say my prayers at night, that the things I'm grateful for. So that part, I feel like I'm hitting, but I'm, it's like I'm trying to make so many changes at once that something's got to give. And that, unfortunately, that's been what's been giving.
I totally get it. I think to do complete days, morning and evening, I might have gotten 3 in the last week.
Makes me feel better.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm sharing. Because I was beating myself up just a little bit about it yesterday. And I was like, you know, I can't beat myself up about this. You know, we had a storm come through here Sunday morning. Something is wrong with my phone. It will not sound the alarms.
Ooh.
They come up, but there's no sound. So when everybody else around here was, their phones were going off at 5 a.m., mine did not. And so Magic and I were asleep. And the thunder woke me up. It was almost 6 o'clock. And when I had to go pee, I got up and there was this big red thing on my phone that we were under a tornado warning till 6:15. And I was like, holy crap. And I could hear it, you know. So I'm trying to get clothes on. And fortunately, I had his harness in there and the lights are going off and on. And we managed to get downstairs. Well, we were going down the stairs when it was hitting all sides of the house.
Oh my gosh.
Going around. But interestingly enough, the ladies across the street, 2 trees had already fallen on their house before we ever woke up. And they were concerned about us. Yeah, they were okay. They were in the closet when it happened. So they weren't, but it fell on their bedroom.
Oh my gosh.
It buckled the ceiling, but it didn't come through. But they've got the trees off now. They're all okay. And Kim and Kevin came down to check on me. They texted me and then they came down and Kevin went all around the house. I mean, you know,
I am
so blessed. Actually, the lady across the street, she texted me a while ago. She hadn't seen me outside all day and wanted to know if we were okay. We've been out, but I've been sitting right here most of the day. But we didn't have any power from like 6 o'clock until 6:30 that night.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, other people were starting to get it. The lady across the lake, my sister over on Thunderbird. So I figured that, you know, it was going to come pretty soon, but I went into a little bit of a tailspin of fear, which was weird. I thought, well, Magic and I'll take a nap. And when we wake up, we'll have electricity. Well, that didn't happen. So I thought, okay, well, I've got 4 hours worth of a book on my Kindle. I'll read that. And I did that. And then we still didn't have electricity. And then the fear just, it just came up, you know? And I thought, okay, when I face this fear and get rid of it, the electricity is going to come back on. And that's what happened. That was exactly what happened. You know, fear will come up, whether it's ours or, and even if it's not ours, it's still something we feel. It's an emotion, you know, so being able to discern whether it's ours or if it's some outside influence that we really don't have any control over, you know, and discerning, are we safe?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get the alarms to, I still don't have the alarm system working right. I don't know why my phone's not working. Actually, well, I guess a Verizon cell tower, I think, got damaged too. Because I didn't have internet service most of the day. But I was planning on working. And so there was a lot of things that went into it. But I think the biggest thing was just not being notified that I could have at least taken better steps to protect us.
Yeah.
But Kim and Kevin and Marsha and Brandy all assured me that if they thought it was really bad, they'd all been over here. So somebody would have been waking me up. Even though, 'cause I'm the only one that's got a basement.
Oh.
They don't, none of them have basements. But, I think the biggest thing is just facing whatever we're feeling, and Rachel had talked to me, I guess it was a, must have been our individual messenger. I don't think it was in our group, but she was talking about, having some challenges. She didn't say what they were, but I started talking about the fear. And just, stopping whatever we're doing and facing it, which is what I should have done instead of taking a nap and then reading a book. Face it first, and then it's not dealing with me anymore. But, it's sneaky. Fear is so sneaky that it, you may not feel completely comfortable, but it was an uncomfortable day. I didn't expect to feel comfortable. It was high 80s with a humidity making it feel like it was in the 90s, but fortunately it only got to 78 in here, and it was cooler in the basement, so I thought if it gets any warmer we'll just go downstairs. So we were fine, and so I think that's where the peacefulness came, was that okay, we're safe, there's nothing to be afraid of, but then there's no electricity. And I have to tell you, Gail, man, when that electricity came on, life changed. Life changed. We get, I've been reading these historical romance books. So there's no running water. There's no flushing toilets. There's no panty liners. Not the important stuff that we take for granted. There's no microwaves, there's no refrigerator, there's no ice. And I've been practicing deeper gratitude as a result, which is a good thing. We take so many things for granted until it's not there. And, with that, when you're starting to look, then other things come up, things that, oh, wow, I didn't know I had been holding that in unforgiveness. Let's take a look at that. And reach that feeling of being peaceful about it and no emotional charge. Yeah. So with everything that you're doing and trying to make changes and stuff, and I fessed up that I didn't journal very well either. It Journaling every day is really going to make a difference for both of us. If I had written in my journal, I probably wouldn't have gone into the fear that I did, or I'd have been able to see it right away because it would have come up while I was writing. And that's where the magic is. It's as you're writing, you're starting to feel the emotions. And the emotions will tell you, is this fear or am I fully engaged here in a love vibration? It'll tell you immediately one or the two. Or even if you're in a neutral state, because we want to move from the neutral even into that love vibration. We want to feel that gratitude. We want to feel fully immersed, that we just love everybody and everything, no matter what's going on in the world. And if there's something that comes in that we get some kind of information that causes us to that foundation to shake a little bit, then we need to step back and infuse it with all that love. Because we want to get right back into that love vibration, and the love has to come first. And I'm working on it too, because journaling is that love. And we're fortunate that we have the fur babies that we do, that we can look into their little faces, and it's like whatever the problem was, it just loses all of its oomph, Because we can look in their faces and they're not afraid and they're not worried. They may be anxious about us, but when we start, giving them attention, that anxiety goes away. And they're back into being who they are without any anxiety. But the, when we write in our journals, we get that golden opportunity to show up for ourselves in the best way that we can. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to listen to this myself. Reminding myself, you know, everybody is going through their own things. You know, we, whatever weighs on us, you know, whether it's our children or our family or what's happening in the world, what's happening around us. There's always going to be something because we live in this world of duality. You know, I've been so fortunate that, you know, since I don't watch the news, I don't know what's going on. I didn't even know that Trump was actually, they were thinking about him being the Republican nominee for president this year until a week or so ago. And I was like, what? Where was I? And then I was like, oh, I can't. I just need to send love to this because I can't do anything else about that, you know? And being able to do that so then there's no anxiety around whatever it is that we've heard. That's going to become more and more important. You know, as you know, in our Wednesday morning group, sometimes we get to learn about the challenges that we don't all hear about. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm okay with that, not knowing about things, but there's going to be more and more that we're going to be hearing about because there's just more and more light coming in. I saw a picture of a solar flare coming off the sun again the other day, and it's just, oh my God, Gail, it's so much light. And you know, we're all being hit with all this light, and it's not just us, it's the whole planet. And there won't, no secrets, no lies, they're all going to be revealed in some way, because the darkness can't hide from the light anymore. You know, the pandemic kind of primed everybody for things that weren't normal. Mm-hmm. You know? And I would imagine that being in the military, you probably were introduced to things that, you know, as civilians, we don't know about. So you're better able to handle things that are more surprising to us.
In some ways, yeah.
I know, you know, Jesse has Landon, who's 4. And he's growing up with being able to see me, you know? I mean, God, I think back to being a child and being able to see my grandma like I can see him sometimes. Man, life would have been so much different, you know? And it never fails that he accidentally hits the red button, you know? So I get disconnected. But, you know, he hugs the phone and there's, you know, it's just a whole different world. And what's normal for him, you know, we all had to get up and go change the TV channel. Nobody could just sit there and do it. And there were only 3 channels, you know? And now we have our finger on the pulse of what's happening on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And we have all this power still that we're not using to create the things that we want and to support each other. You know, there's still, depression is still something that happens. And people are still mean to each other. And that I guess that for me, that's the hardest thing to accept is how awful people can be to each other.
Yeah.
But when we, sorry, I'm kind of getting off on a tangent. See, this is why I have a script. Whatever just comes in my head just comes right out the mouth. But back to forgiveness. You know, we don't get to be the age that we are without things that happened that we were just getting through the day, and so we just buried it. Being able to look at those things voluntarily, you know, like maybe you have a little bit more time in journaling. You know, we can fill the journal pages out in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, because I timed it. How fast can I do this? 5 minutes, so I know. But if we can take a little more time and really feel the energy of what we're writing, 10 minutes, even 10 minutes, you can still feel it. If you need to look at something, it's going to take a little bit longer. But when we can take those moments and look at any kind of energy that's coming up, now for sure, more than ever, things are being revealed, not to punish us, but to look at it and be done with it. You know, our darkness is the light shining on that too. It's not just us setting the intention to, you know, to raise our vibration. It's that light coming in, forcing us to see what we've been had hidden. And we've got all these people who are out there that are just trying to get through the day, and all that stuff's coming up for them too, and they don't know what to do with it. So it just becomes more and more important for us to be able to understand what's happening so that we can support those people who are thinking that they're losing their minds, you know, because it's like no matter what they do, all this stuff keeps coming up. And, you know, that's where Deepak Chopra was talking about the guilt comes in, because they're saying their positive affirmations and they're holding on to, you know, positivity, but all this negativity is coming up. So it makes them feel unsafe. And then they're doing everything they're supposed to be doing, but it's not working. And so then they got this guilt going on of what's wrong with me. And there's nothing wrong with them. They just don't understand that, well, let's just take a look at this energy. What is it that's coming up? How are you feeling? And then being able to help them just process through that and be on the other side of it. So when we can voluntarily start looking at any energy that's got an emotional charge to it, as we're writing in our journal, or even if we've done our journal pages and we've got a blank page in front of us and we just want to look at the past. Because I don't know about you, but things have been coming up for me that I haven't thought about in 30 years, 40 years.
It's like I'm being haunted by the dumb things I did that just are cringeworthy.
There's that stuff too. There's that stuff too. And do we need to forgive ourselves for anything that happened then?
You know? Yeah, but I'm not very good at it, apparently.
Well, and maybe that's why it's coming up, because we're holding some emotional charge to it. And if there's an emotional charge, there's unforgiveness in there. So when it's coming up, you know, just take a look at it. And if you're feeling neutral about it, then it can just be blessed on its way. Okay, well, I thought about that now, and, you know, I'm on the other side of it, and we're good. But if you're feeling an emotional charge to it, that's when we know, oh, wait a minute, I need to look a little further at this. And if there's an emotional charge there, you know, something that feels uncomfortable, unforgiveness is definitely involved. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, okay, well, is it for me? Or is it the situation? Or was it someone else? You know, do I need to look at those things? You know, this morning, I was thinking about when we were, Jesse and I were taking care of Grandma. And I remember I was standing there beside Grandma's bed. She was sleeping and I was just watching her sleep, which is kind of creepy now that I think about it. That's what I was doing. And Jesse came in there.
Well, no, I get that. I did that with Michael too, because it was like you're loving them. You're sending love.
Yeah. Well, Jesse came in there and told me that she said, when she passes, you can't lock yourself in here with her. You have to let them take her. And I wasn't even thinking about anything like that, but I understood why she said it, because I had told Grandma a long time ago I wasn't staying without her. She couldn't go before me.
Oh, Kate.
Sorry. It was like it just happened. So I had to look at, okay, am I angry with her because she left? But I don't think I am. Not now, anyway. I definitely have some anger toward other people that were involved in that. So that needs to go. So I've been looking at that. You know, it's like, good freaking grief. You just want to be so done. You know? But once you've looked at it, you know, it starts to lose its power. And even the people that I knew I was holding anger toward, I don't even feel that right now. I just feel, you know how you're just standing there looking at somebody and just shaking your head because it's like, what else can you do? That's where I am, I guess. So were you able to take a look at how you were feeling about all the things that you're wanting to go through in the house, and that once all of that's done, that it'll be okay because everything, you know, with Michael is still, he's physically gone, but he'll still be there. It's okay for all the other stuff to go.
Actually, I'm looking forward to it because the things that I want to have remind me are going to be where I can see them. And the things that are just clutter are blocking that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's like I've been finding things to put in a scrapbook. And so I pull the scrapbook out, and occasionally I'll, if I find something, I'll tuck it in a page that so I can do it later. But at least it'll be in the scrapbook. So, yeah, I'm actually looking forward to choosing what to display so that I can appreciate it instead of just piles of stuff.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So do you feel like you'll be able to take a look at, I know you've got a lot of things on your plate, but you know, as things come up, being able to take a look at them and look at it, okay, what do I need to forgive with regard to this?
I will be more aware of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it will make it easier, you know, being aware.
Yeah.
Changes everything.
Right now, all I'm trying to do is have compassion for that girl that did those things.
Gotta love her.
Yeah.
Because she... yeah. You know, I look at some things and think, man, it's a wonder I ever lived through that, you know, because some of the stuff was so darn stupid. It's a wonder.
We had angels looking after us. What can I
yes,
say?
Yes, we definitely did. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about it. So has anything, have you had any aha moments in the last week or so?
Seems like I did. I'm trying to walk a fine line with the church stuff, with not getting over involved, but keeping things on the in the direction I think they should go. So that's a real balancing act. We've got one person on the board who's already convinced the church is going to close, and so she's a big energy suck.
Oh, wow.
And she's going to leave the board when we have our next election this summer. But we don't have a nominating committee to find anybody to replace her. But she's so tied to the old minister that she just can't disidentify with her way of doing things.
How
So
many people do you have in the church?
we have, I think, 27 official members. We've got about 20 that show up every Sunday, and they're not the same people. I mean, there's some overlap, but it's not the same. We've got some people who've been coming for years that have never joined, that are kind of backbones. So it's oh, and another frustration has been that attorney, but I think we're at the point where we can send stuff to the attorney general and get it on the market. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Where was I trying to go?
You were telling me about the church.
Oh yeah, well, anyway, there's just so much. It would be more than a full-time job to do it right. And so I'm telling myself I can't.
So, are you going to stay on the board
Oh yeah.
though? Oh, okay.
I'm going to stay active, but I just can't put myself forward to do everything I think that needs to be done.
Well, I guess it's a lot. You don't think about all the back end stuff that has to happen to keep something like that running and going. And there's probably a lot. Well, I guess there is because they like to put a lot of it on you.
Well, like nobody's thought yet about where are we going to meet when we sell the building? What are we going to look like? We need to have a retreat, and I said I would make the arrangements with the retreat center, and I haven't done that yet. But right now we're just trying to clean junk out so we can put the building on the market.
So how long have you guys had it?
Pardon?
How long have you had the building?
Oh. They bought it in the 70s.
Oh wow, so it's paid off then. So you
Yeah,
own it
it's been paid
outright.
off for a while.
Oh, okay.
And the value has increased quite a bit even since we've been talking about it, so that's good. It was not, it had had two owners before us. So it's the building was built in the I want to say the 50s, but I'm not sure. Could have been the 60s. Anyway, it's a money pit. We really do need to bless it and let it go to somebody who can take care of it better than we can.
So will you guys then be renting a space?
At least for now, yeah.
Okay. Well, geez, that could be just about anything these days. Doesn't have to be a church building.
Yeah. I mean, it could be the meeting room at, a restaurant,
Oh,
a
yeah.
Denny's or something. I mean, it could be anything.
Well, interesting.
Like where Rotary meets.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Could be anything.
Yeah. So it'll be good to start putting energy into what do we want to make it. Because all we've been doing now is closing it, is getting ready to end it.
Do you have, some good leaders on the board that can you think can take you into your new chapter flowing I'm more the, with ease and grace?
I think I'm the only one with strategic thinking.
Mm.
And unfortunately, everybody is, I'm the youngest one, and everybody else has a lot of stuff going on in life. So.
Wow.
Anyway.
That makes more sense on how, why everything kind of falls to you.
Yeah.
Have you asked the angels for someone else to come in to relieve you of all of that?
Brilliant idea. Why have I not thought of that? Ask the angels for help. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe someone else in the congregation might be, you know, that is familiar with everything, that enjoys and loves the church, mm-hmm. maybe could, you know, step up. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe
I
a couple of people.
I have been remembering my worry angel at night.
Good. Good.
Throwing those worries off the side of the bed.
Yeah. It's only a problem when a dog gets in the way. Then you're going around the dog. mercy. Well, it sounds like you're making changes, and I love that you're still doing the 2 hours in the morning. That has got to be such a relief that it changes your whole day.
Yeah, it does.
Awesome. And how is William doing with everything he had going on?
At the moment, he's doing really well, other than skin rash, and I've got an appointment for his next allergy shot, so he isn't quite at 30 days yet.
And Mary's acid reflux is okay?
The last few days she's been eating really well. So awesome. We get our Rachel treatment tonight. So it's always interesting to see what she says.
Yeah. God, I miss her, talking to her.
Did you used to talk like on Zoom or?
We talked Skype? Through Messenger.
Oh.
And we used to talk every week for years. I had an appointment, a standing appointment with her, appointment with her on Thursdays. Gosh, for several years. And then when I was one of the last people she was still talking to. And then she was having to reschedule and reschedule and reschedule. And she didn't, I didn't mind it at all. You know, so long as she was still talking to me, I'd get up in the middle of the night. You know, it was fine. But she would get really disturbed and, you know, that she was feeling like she was letting me down because she was having to change the schedule all the time. And it was just too much for her. So
because of her health.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when she doesn't have to have, if it's not a set appointment like that, where she's talking to somebody, you know, if she's doing healing work, you know, that just helps heal her too, mm-hmm. you know? Just like, you know, you giving Reiki to the dogs and, you know, your body's taking in all that Reiki energy too. But when she had to be able to speak, you know, and it just changed things. It made it more difficult for her. She sends me pictures sometimes of, they have a badger that lives in their backyard.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, a badger. And there's a little deer that comes and, you know, she sends me pictures and videos and stuff. They had some fox, a mama fox with the babies. That was the coolest thing ever. But yeah. And I miss her. I really miss talking to her every week. But anyway. I know she's still, you know, I can still feel her energy. And sometimes it's more strong than others. I told her one time that you know, because I think of her and I, well, they're in a new place, but when they were in their old place, you know, I knew what it all looked like because that's where she was when we went over there. And so I could go in and just sit on the sofa. I told her, I said, you guys are going to feel like I'm haunting you or something because I come just hang out. Back when I was in Colorado and things were so stressful, you know, I could just go somewhere else. But I guess I don't have to do that now. Now that it's, you know, it's different here. So, I was going to share with you, I've been working on the Empowerment Journal Workshop and I'm planning on doing that next Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Next Saturday. And it, I was, I'm not, I'm thinking I'm going to charge like $27, $37 for it, for the workshop. Mm-hmm. It'll be a couple of hours, but I'm going to offer an upgrade to a session with me. A 30-minute session.
That's on the 8th?
Yeah, on the 8th.
Your appointment that afternoon, that'll take like 4 hours.
Oh, geez. Well, let's see. It'll be 10 o'clock my time. So, oh, that'll be 8 o'clock your time. So it'd be 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Your time. And it'll be recorded, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to dive really deeply into the journal pages. The journal itself will not be included in it, but the journal pages will. But mm-hmm. I'm thinking I may go in. I went in and looked today. The journal is actually $5 less than the sticker on it, the barcode. The barcode's $19.95 and it's $14.95. And I was going to go down, but I think that the lowest it said I could go was like $12. So I thought, you know, because I'm not making much off of it. I thought, well, maybe I'll just leave it at that. And it's still $5 off what the sticker price is if anybody wanted to buy it. Because, you know, they're going to get the pages. So, you know, if you don't want to buy the journal, they don't have to. I don't want to make anybody have to pay anything extra, you know, so they'll get all right. the PDF of that. But I want to dive really.
It's so useful for this class. I might get another one sometime when I need to bump up an Amazon order to have free shipping.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go up to the full sticker price, but I will let you know before I do that.
Okay.
So if you want to get it, you know, beforehand, then you can do that. Probably won't be till like next month, you know, cause I want to do this class. And I'm debating on whether to offer a Q&A in 2 weeks, you know, give people time to use the journal. And then if they have any questions, but I may just tell people that, you know, they can just email me and I'll respond. Because if I'm not getting many questions, there's not much point in doing a Q&A, you know, because people won't show up for that. You know, I think that people are just feeling a little chaos and they're not centering, you know, and so they're kind of wandering around trying to find something that's going to help them feel better. And it's different. The whole energy of everything is different. So I'm trying to figure out what works best,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I thought doing Saturday class, then people earlier in the day, then people who are on other parts of the world can participate too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway,
well, that should work out fine.
Awesome. I'm going to, I'm hoping to send that out in a newsletter in the morning, but I'm kind of getting a headache, so it might not make it. But I'm going to try to announce it, you know, in a newsletter. So we'll see. But anyway, wanted to throw
I have an Amazon order working now. I'll just use that and fill up my, to round out my cart.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, well, I will put the forgiveness meditation for it's the forgiveness to love meditation. I'll put that on our page and I'll put the recording on there. I'll get the forgiveness meditation on there first. If Magic will stay asleep, the more I can get done. But he didn't get to play this afternoon. So I don't know how long he's going to be asleep. I don't know. But anyway, so if anything comes up for you during the week, you know, please don't hesitate to reach out. You know, when we start looking at energy, sometimes it can get disturbing. I mean, like what happened with Rachel, you know, and you're welcome to do it privately or through our messenger group. Either way, it doesn't matter. But I'll be talking to you on Wednesday, I guess. Yeah, Wednesday afternoon after our call next week for your reading.
Well, did we say Wednesday? Yeah, we said Wednesday, not Monday. Wednesday.
Yeah, because I was thinking Monday too. And then I was like, oh, no, we did Wednesday. Man, keeping track, you know? Was there
so
anything?
1 o'clock my time for the reading.
I think so. Let me look.
That's what I have down. Yeah, William has his allergy shot on Tuesday, so that'll be good. He'll be feeling better.
Yeah, it's 3 o'clock my time, 1 o'clock your time. And I'll PM you the Zoom link.
Okay. And I'll put down 8 o'clock on the 8th. So that nothing else happens.
Awesome. Is there anything that has come up for you that you wanted to talk about specifically or?
No, I think I did. There's some things that that I have been working on. The vet bills that I needed to submit to the insurance, kind of got that down to a system. So I'm doing a few here and there, and the money is coming in, and that's been very nice.
Oh, good. Good.
That wow. I wish.
Now, is that like health insurance on the dogs?
Yeah, because they've got a, they have a lot of vet bills, and I have not been submitting them for years. So,
oh, wow.
Depending on how far back they will pay, you know, there's thousands of dollars. So yeah. Last month I got 2,000 back, and the month before I got 2,000 back. So,
oh, that's great. That is great. So how much is their pet insurance per month? Do you know?
I think it's 250, but I don't remember if that's each or both.
Okay.
And probably it goes up both. With their age.
Okay.
Not with their claims.
Okay.
And the best part about Nationwide is they have vets a 24-hour helpline that you can call and talk to a veterinarian, and they can tell you if it's like rush to the emergency room, no, they're okay, try this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that has been worth its weight in gold because they're always getting into something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. Because I thought about looking into insurance on Madge.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it yet. I've just been thinking about it. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
If he's got pre-existing conditions, that they usually don't cover those. But, you know, if he's healthy now, why not?
Yeah. Well, and he seems to be.
They pay, and the policy I have covers wellness visits.
Oh.
Not just something going wrong. So mm-hmm. like their prescription dog food, their 6 month checkups, one dental cleaning a year. And they pay, I think it's $250 deductible, and then they pay 80 or 90% of everything else.
Oh wow.
So
okay.
And I have Nationwide.
Okay, Nationwide. Okay. Well, when I picked up a tick and flea pill for him. Do your dogs have to have those?
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Okay. Those are expensive. I picked one up for him last week, I guess it was. And I asked her when his next shots and things were going to be. And he's got one in June. I can't remember what it was. I think it's a liquid thing. I don't remember what it is. But anyway, all they're going to charge me for is that medication. There won't be an office visit charge.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. I was like, Because I asked her how much that would be, and she told me it was like, I don't know, $27 or something. And I said, and how much will office charge be? And she said, oh, we don't charge for if you're just coming in to get the shot, you know, they're not sick or anything. I was like, whoa, because the last time we did that, I mean, the vet looked him over, you know, they didn't just give him something. She looked him over and everything. So I
Oh,
was
you've got
really.
a good vet then.
Yeah, because in Colorado, it would have been a minimum of 80 something dollars, you know, just for the office visit. Yeah, they were expensive. So, and then whatever medications and stuff on top of that. But anyway. Yeah.
Well, most of the dog medications I get at Costco because they're so much cheaper.
Oh, okay. So you can get it. Is it NexGard they take for the flea
They're on
and tick?
Simparica Trio,
Oh, okay. Okay. That's
which is
different.
like intestinal worms, ticks, fleas, and whatever else.
Okay. NexGard is what I think that's what the vet in Colorado recommended too. I don't know why. But his
Probably
like,
just as good.
yeah, it's like $24 a pill, you know, for once a month. Yeah. I think that, yeah. And then if I buy three of them at a time, they're $70. So you get a little bit of a discount. But we don't like ticks. We don't like ticks. Ah, man. Those guys are bad. So now, do you have them in your yard and stuff?
Ticks are not as common here as they are in the Midwest,
Oh, okay.
thankfully. I don't remember having that being an issue.
Okay. Okay.
Fleas are around, and since we have so many rodents, you know, squirrels and rabbits and things, they are around, but they.
Yeah.
Medication has kept them safe, so.
Yeah. I haven't seen any fleas here, but I've taken three ticks that were dead off of him since the first of the year. So the stuff's working because they may bite him, but they're dying, you know. So, yeah. Okay. Well, I know they're probably waiting to eat.
They are.
So I'll get that recording on, the meditation on, so you can listen to it tonight still. And I'll post the link to the page in the group so you won't have to go looking for it. Oh, well, it's in the email that you got too. So,
Yeah.
yeah, by the time they're done eating, it'll be there. So if you want to pull it off tonight, you can do that. And looks like it's about 20 minutes is what it is.
That's
So
a nice amount.
yeah. Okay, honey. Well, if anything comes up, let me know. Otherwise, I'll see you on Wednesday twice.
Hey, thank you so much. You are just such a blessing.
Honey, thank you. Thank you for being here with me. I love this. So reach out if you need anything,
All
okay?
right. Take
All right,
good
hon.
care.
All right. Send you lots of love.
Love to you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.